It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Yeah, you're done, though. K to the A to the Z, in between Michael Akadiri and Darren G. Boom.
Bush.
Shout
and
to
the left, to the left.
Ask your Bill Pay's permission, who's that? That's me. And Darren G, G.
How you doing? Back, we're good, man. Back in familiar surroundings,
yes.
Man. Sorry about the audio last week.
Well, visually,
man.
Though,
visually,
the other room's great.
It is.
But visually, it's nice.
But audially, that's not a word.
Audibly.
Yeah.
Audibly.
Yeah.
Audibly. Now I've doubted.
Are you checking yourself? I've not heard it.
Audibly.
I've not heard it said like that before.
Audibly.
Acoustically. Is it?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
we'll go with
acoustically.
What it sounds like.
What say it out loud. Yeah, what it sounds like. It sounded a bit higgy, so, you know, we're back in familiar surroundings. How's the week been, fellas? We feeling all good? Feeling blessed?
Yeah, week's been good for me. Comedy Store all weekend. You came and saw it. Yeah.
Come on, okay. Came to see my man.
Yeah.
Shell it down.
I realised that it's spicy out there in these streets. It's not all on social media. It's in the crowd as well.
Oh, what do you mean?
You know, I got my joke where I asked the crowd any Islamophobes in the house.
Oh no.
Oh, hot
and
damn.
Usually what happens is
hot
it
damn.
Creates an awkward silence, and then people laugh because it was silent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what a ridiculous question. This time.
Ooh.
It was I'm not gonna exaggerate, probably about like 7 or 8 people. But it wasn't a quiet it was a Like they thought everyone else was gonna do it with
But was this the Saturday show?
Yeah, but it weren't the late show, this was the early show.
Oh damn, shit. Okay, all right, man.
They didn't go as if to go, oh shit, we've been caught out, it was like, yeah. Go on.
He said, why are you waiting on me?
Yeah, I answered your question. Continue with your jokes.
How did you address the seeming confusion on the other spectators' faces?
I said, oh shit, yeah, okay, we are really here. That's what I said.
Oh, the riots.
We're really here. But then my joke after that is funny because then it pulls them all over the place, doesn't it? And so it's fun. But I was at Valley Fest. On Sunday.
How'd you get that?
Valley Fest. Just Andy Askins. Just
my man.
Yes, it's him and his wife Julie run that.
Oh,
so they're
brilliant.
On the tent there. So down at Valley Fest. Fun. Festivals are fun.
Good gigs.
Always fun gigs. Yeah, festivals are great. I love gigging at festivals. They're the best.
No, festivals
are
the worst.
Huh?
You're being sarcastic.
No, some festivals are better than others.
It's just some big ass tent where the acoustics, as we discussed, are horrible.
Yeah, some are better than others.
You don't know if someone likes you or not.
There's a few. That I know one is like sick. I can't think of the name of it. What's it called?
Glastonbury.
No, it's a small one. It's,
what? Latitude?
Wireless.
No.
That's not small, by the way.
V-Fest.
No, I can't remember what it's called.
Wireless comedy stage.
It's your guys who book it.
Fuck. What, the one I just
did. Well, Altitude.
I don't know what one you've done.
Altitude, the one in Austria.
No. I just did, Why Not?
That's it. I've heard about that one. That's sick. Apparently, that's sick.
Where was that at?
Derby.
Derby, okay.
Yeah, I've heard that one's sick.
Two to an hour.
You did it this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Saturday, hated it. Sunday, loved it.
Oh, you stayed though. You stayed in tent, camped.
No.
Nah, I've had to do that, you know.
You stayed in camps.
So this was, how old were we?
I don't know how far the...
So you weren't doing comedy?
No, this was prior comedy.
That's different. Ah, that's different.
No, it was before comedy.
If you booked me two gigs in a row and the gig's far away, there needs to be a hotel there, but I'm not staying in there.
So you left the campsite, drove to your hotel, and
bruv, look, what people understand is like people on campsites. When you're, I get it. When you're in the bubble of the campsite,
no doubt,
shit gets normalised.
Yeah,
but when you come from civilization and then you have to use a toilet, and there's there's no water running the toilet. It's just a pit. And just shit.
There was
and
so sawdust much shit in the
and
toilet.
Tissue and shit and sawdust and tissue. And they've got little signs going, please put sawdust to help compost. But if you wee, no need. And you're just there. You just hear your wee slapping against just days of shit.
That was horrible.
I was like, is this 1542? What the fuck is this?
What the fudge is going on?
And people's like, normal. This is normal. But it's like, it's not. This is not normal. This is not normal.
That is funny.
Yeah. So, yeah,
fuck. But yeah, no.
What was wrong with Saturday?
Saturday, your fucking friend threw me off my game.
Oh,
do what? I couldn't remember the name of the festival. I was covered here to wind you up about that festival. My festival was shit, mate.
That's the baseline of a festival. So when you were saying that, I knew it was shit.
I was like, he was like, "What do you mean the festival was your festival?" Like, so shit.
I've done.
Man.
Two or three festivals now, yeah. The first one, now maybe I've only done two. I did Cambridge Club.
Yeah.
Maybe I did another, but I can't remember anyway. And I went there, was on in like the middle-ish, and Nina Benjamin was emceeing, and she was not like enjoying it. Like standard. And I don't know if
she's quite gregarious.
Yeah, but I don't know if she'd done like a lot of festivals before that or whatever. I presume so. I don't know, but I don't think it was what she wanted it to be, right? So I just went on and I was just like, fuck it. I just put my head down and powered through my set. Right?
Yeah.
I had a really good set. And then I went to Why Not Festival and then fucking pulled up. As soon as I got there, I see this humongous black person. I said, that must be Emmanuel, because I didn't look at this lineup. And I was like, but it's also a bit racist of me to think that must be Emmanuel. So I'm like looking at this guy trying to see his tattoos. And then I realised it's him. Anyway, and if I was on stage at 12:45, I got there, let's say, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From 11:30 to 12:44, do you know who Matt Reed is?
Yeah, Geordie.
Yeah. Him and Matt Reed would not stop following me around telling me puns.
Just puns.
And like, first of all, you know, puns. When you want like 10-15 minutes just to be like, right, this is what I'm gonna say, this
zone
is how I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna watch the MC. Like, even when Matt Reed was MC, and even when he was on, Manuel was still following me around telling me puns, like, and I'm going, go away. Yeah. Like, and he's coming up to me and he's being like, I would love to down a fizzy drink in one, but I don't think I can, and we'll pull out a can of Coke. And I'm just like, so I went out and I was like, all right, let me do my first joke, a good laugh, and then but then there's kids in the crowd.
Yeah,
I knew there was kids in the crowd, but when I got out there, I was just kind of like, hadn't had like nothing to drink, nothing like that. And I just got in my own head. I started chopping up my set live in the moment to try and like ease it in for the kids.
Oh, you don't want to go too hard.
All of that. And I came off, I was like, whatever. Dean was there, my agent, and I was like, I hate this fucking place, I hate this festival, I hate this place, fuck this, fuck that. Yeah. And then when we finished the show, we went up for a walk around and Dean was like, you fucking hate it here. And I was like, I want to go to my room now and just kill myself. I hate the people here, I hate being around so many people I know haven't washed.
Oh, hot damn.
You know,
Is the money worth it, or is there no
money? The money was great, but the thing is, I had a good set, just a good set.
Well, like a good festival set.
I came off, and Emmanuel was like, "You did really well," and I was like, "I hated that," and he was like, "No, trust me, you did really well." When you're in the crowd, like, he was like, "It sounds way different from when you're on a stage." He goes, "Trust me when I say you did really well, because if you didn't, I'd be way, way happier than this, that you bombed. Like, I'd be ecstatic. Like, I'd be laughing at
this. The proper comic, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the son, and then he was like, when you do it again, just be like, fuck it, just do your material. Do every part of your material. Don't hold back. Mm. If there's kids there, that's their business.
Yeah.
And
that's always my attitude. I didn't bring the kids
in.
And
he was like, don't match their energy. Get, like, you deliver it so they match.
Yeah, Sunday, they meet you where you are. Yeah.
And then Sunday, I don't need a drink to perform. I've done many, many gigs without a drink, but I was just like, let me have a drink. And Emmanuel wasn't on the second day.
So she was able to concentrate.
Yeah, I chilled. I was like, I'm going to go, this is my set. I even fucking wrote it out and I was like, this is what I'm going to say. And then, boom, I went out there. And then I got thrown another curveball because Matt went out and was like, who was here from yesterday? And like 50% of the crowd were like, yeah. And then Dean was like, you better do a different set. And I was like, not happening. Right?
No, yeah.
I said, I'll give him some different jokes, but not a different set. Yeah. So I went out, did my opening joke, did a bit of relationship material, then went into my normal set. And I was Sunday catching applause breaks.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
In my Arrested story, I caught 3 or 4 applause breaks before I'd even got to the end.
Come on.
And, come on. So I came off. That.
And redemption
then,
story.
Yeah, and then everyone was like, fuck it, show off. And then, chilled out, watched Milton Jones. Kill it.
Yeah.
Got an applause break on every joke.
Yeah, guys, just wacky as fuck, innit?
Yeah, and the jokes are pretty funny, man.
Well, what type of people were at the festival? What type of festival was it? Is it?
It was like
smelly, like liberal smelly, artsy.
Smelly.
Like, yeah, like in the first
the smellies. Show,
like there was a Hindu there, and like
the Hindu gay, at a festival.
Yeah, like the gayest gay guy I've ever seen.
They don't respect themselves.
Like, all right, here go a few of my jokes out the window. Then there's kids, and I was like,
"What? No,
you do know? Did you know yashiri rule? Don't you?
No.
So if your joke is about someone that's in the crowd and you
can't do that joke,
then the joke's problematic.
Yeah.
No, it's not problematic because I've done the joke with people from the LGBT community in the crowd before.
Yeah,
and they've loved it.
I've never because
I was just then? I was like, there's kids here, then you're here, like everything's going wrong.
Oh, you see, you just in your head about
yeah, it. Yeah, I was like, everything's going, I don't, you know, I hate this. And then
so you went for safety.
Yeah, and then Sunday I was just like, fuck everyone. I even cussed them to their face.
Oh wow.
I was doing this joke about being black and how hard it is, not because of racism, but because we have a certain level of coolness to live up to. We've got to be able to dance, you know, we've got to be able to dress. I said, I don't want to dress like this, you know, every day. I'd much rather turn up like you have. And they gave me an applause break.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I just told you, you dress like shit and you're clapping me. They're like, yeah, we have
more abuse.
Yeah, I was like, I'd rather dress like you guys have today, you know. Yeah, so after that, I was much happier with festival. I think I learned some stuff about festivals. So the next one I'll do it the same again. The two sets I've had at festivals, I've done 3. And 2 of them that went really well, I just said, fuck it. And just did my set and did it how I always did it. Didn't care if I couldn't hear myself or I couldn't hear them. Done it. That was that.
Same, yeah. I did 3 festivals last year. I haven't done any this year. I'm not scheduled to do any. I'm doing 1. I lied. But I think
I'm still waiting for that Latitude call up when everyone boycotted it.
Didn't pick up their gigs.
I was waiting to fill that in.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was waiting to fill in.
I don't give a fuck. Barclays, he gives a fuck. I don't bang with them. I don't care. Oh, me not performing. Barclays are gonna go, oh, hey guys, Kazeem Jamal's not performing.
Nah.
Latching, oh, Kazeem Jamal's not performing, oh.
Nah. No, they wouldn't have taken.
Did they even get cut as a sponsor?
They did.
They all protested for what? Stupidness.
I personally support all war efforts everywhere.
Yeah, man.
This guy is a
war. What are you saying? Made the best team win.
Just a war bugger. Like, that's how I've been.
Damn, that's
where was that you? Me and my friends are trying to work out how do you get into arms deal.
You watch War Dogs? Is that right?
So he's like, how do we get involved?
War Dogs is a serious film.
If we could just sell weapons to everyone.
Have you ever seen War Dogs?
No.
It's, his name? Jonah Hill.
It's a comedy then.
And then the other guy, I can't remember.
No, they accidentally become like arms dealers.
Become arms dealers and then they just fucking get minted off of it. And then they start doing like illegal arms trades and stuff. They're buying old guns from Russia and selling it here. And they're shit rich. Yeah. And one day they just fucking...
In our intoxicated state, we'd established a business plan that how we was going to stimulate about at least two wars.
I need to check that. That sounds hilarious.
You know, only film that's ever done something like that for me, yeah, I watched Wolf of Wall Street and then I sat down at the kitchen table, got a blank piece of paper and wrote how to make £100 million. That paper's still blank today.
Hey, if everyone knew, they'll be doing it.
I was like, I want to do what they're doing in the film.
If everyone knew, they'll be doing it. So, how was your festival?
Really, really shit, man. And I feel really bad for Andy and Julie. So they're the people who do the comedy at the festival.
I didn't like you bombed.
No, the gig was shit.
Was Kate there?
No, she wasn't there. The gig was just really shit, but it wasn't their fault. So, a bit of history. They've done that gig for like 3 years at the festival. They've had their own tent. Everyone who's done this gig has gone, oh my God, it's like, it's the best festival gig because it's own tent, soundproofed, away from the music. Oh, yeah, it's got raked seating that seats 400 people.
Oh my goodness.
And stuff like hay bales, so that people sit on the hay bales. It's like, it's just sick. Yeah. Everyone's like, it's the best. A few weeks before this festival, they were notified, oh, by the way, your tent isn't there this year. They're like, oh. They go, don't worry, we're sure you've still got a good tent. They put this tent, this comedy tent, slap bang in the middle of the festival, like directly in line with the main stage. Timing of the comedy was on, halfway through the show was the penultimate act coming on to headline, so Sister Sledge, and then Sophie Ellis Bextor was coming on. So then that was halfway through the gig. There, it wasn't soundproofed on the walls. We also had a bar at the back in the same tent. At the back, that was just separated by a curtain. By the time I came on...
Where was you closing? Where was
now
you?
Now it's penultimate act. So, what was it? When he was on?
Yeah.
That's when the Sister Sledge was about to come on, so people get in position for Sophie Ellis Bextor. They emptied the tent.
They just got up and started leaving. Matter where he was in the joke, irrelevant to what he was doing.
Didn't matter.
Soul crushing, man.
So then he emptied the tent, and then Michael Fabry came on after, and while he was on, it was like, it was probably about 15 people in the tent at this point.
And what's the capacity of the tent?
When I got there, when the headliners weren't on, about 100 people were there.
So then
we was discussed the other side. Then Michael's like, hold on. He goes to the crowd, goes, wait a minute. He goes, I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. He goes, you lot are discussing whether to pull the gig. He goes, after I've been on, he goes, they've seen this, God, this is going shit. We're not going to let Darren or Kerry go on because Kerry Marks go.
Yeah.
So it's me and him. It's like, and we were just laughing because Julius like, no, I don't want you guys to go on. I don't want you guys to do that this. Like,
and you still got paid
for it. Yeah. And she goes, no, I just feel really, really bad. Yeah. Because it's just the game was shit. And then but we did it anyway. I did my one. And Kerry came on. They started pulling down the side of the tent while he was still on.
Lord! How many people did you perform to?
Same 15. That 15 stayed.
They were comedy core.
They just stayed.
They were comedy.
They were part of the...
That's... The yeah. Okay, now I see what you mean about the circumstances. That just shows how important it is to... Like, when producing a gig, it's not just about booking the acts. It's that... Especially in a festival...
Yeah.
It's about all the other stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, so I know
that. If it makes you feel any better, at least at Why Not Festival, I opened the first day and then was third in the second day. And even when I opened, there was about maybe 75 people.
Yeah.
And then it just grew and grew. And then I'd say around about like maybe a strong 150 people.
Yeah.
It's all the way through, man. So I can't.
That means nothing to me. I was at the Comedy Store all weekend. That's not what you do right now.
He said, brush that dirt off your shoulder. He said, don't chat to me. Wow.
I don't know what he's saying to me right now.
He said, don't chat to me.
That's what he's saying to me right now.
Oh, damn. That was a flex. Yeah. That's like when you're playing blackjack, you put down a two, and then someone just puts down a blackjack, and then you have to pick up seven. That was crazy.
If you have a number two, but I don't have a number two.
yeah, you need a never red jack or. But yeah, no, big flex, yeah. Big up, man.
How's your weekend before we move on?
Good, yeah, man. I was at the boat Friday, Saturday, and but I'm a victim.
And then what do you mean? Facts. It's you, immigrant on the boat.
Facts. No, I got attacked. I got attacked by a dog. Yeah, man.
On a my racist way, dog?
Well, I think it's an EDL dog.
One of his country back.
He had three teeth, so, you know.
Stella in his hand.
Yeah. But no!
Spell England with an I.
Bloody dog, man. Like, because I'm walking to my train station. And I see
on the way to the gig.
Right. So I'm local. Mm. I'm home. I'm local. I'm walking to the train station now, and then I see this guy. He had the dog on the lead, and was, I don't know breed of dog. Mm. I'm like,
so that's a big dog, medium.
A small dog. I when I googled it, I think it's a mix of a poodle. It's a mix of a poodle.
She never said that, man. She said pitbull. She said pitbull.
No. I don't give a damn.
Doberman.
It doesn't matter what the dog is. It's an attack.
XL bully.
It's an attack by the dog. I'm a victim. Anyway, so I'm walking and he's moving forward, and then I see a dog move far. I thought nothing of it. Walk past it now, and as I walk past, I just feel something bite in the back of this leg.
Bit
of
you?
My left. Yeah, it bit me. I was a victim.
You've been to the doctors?
No.
You might have dog AIDS.
I could have sank. I wiped it.
It's not good enough. You're a doctor.
Really and truly. Not really.
Did you fuck the dog up?
No, I was shouting at the owner though.
No, nah, I would have
punted that dog.
Yeah, I would have. So, right in front of the, into the owner. And then I was like, oh, God, I got there to what? Okay, your dog just bit me, man.
I would have punted it into the road.
And you're next. You're fucking next.
So I felt it out and I leaned forward. I would have shouted,
I want my country back.
I leaned forward and then I'll talk about the second insult to the injury. I said, what the fudge, man? What the hell? He's like, oh, sorry, I'm sorry. He's never done that before. I said, I don't give a damn what he's done before. He just bit me. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, man. I said, put a fucking muzzle on your dog. Man. Put a muzzle on your dog, bro. He said, I'm sorry. And that was the exchange.
Didn't even get no money out of him.
I should have, because he ripped my jeans.
You ripped your jeans?
Yeah, dog. In my new Levi's. In the exchange, clearly when I moved forward, because obviously you've done this leg, it ripped.
Oh, you ripped in there, in the groin, in the crotch.
Oh, so your jeans were too tight.
Well,
you're in the Sanubi specials.
I was wearing. Nah, I wasn't on that.
Was it?
It was weird.
I've done.
You better
still tight though.
Nah, it was loose.
What?
Tight top though. Ah, weird setup.
Yeah.
That's different.
Dressing like Daniel Dubois. Anyway, carry on.
I've got something to tell you after yesterday.
So, I reported it.
Good.
To the police.
You snitch.
Yes.
No, you have to keep the stats up.
They're going
to
kill the dog.
No, they don't kill the dogs. They use a nice soft word, destroy.
Check. If a dog attacks someone, then they can destroy the dog.
Destroy the dog.
Because that dog, you shouldn't be attacking civilians as they walk on the pavement.
So you actually called the police and told them a poodle bit you?
A dog bit me. It doesn't matter the breed.
But did they ask what breed of dog?
Yeah, how are they going to know which dog it is?
Well, I don't know breed of dog.
No, how are they going to find out? How are they going to know?
Well, I said, I think it is.
So you said like
a yeah, poodle. I think it's
a poodle attack.
I didn't say poodle.
You said I got attacked by a gay dog.
No.
Yeah, it's and now I'm gay.
It's a mixed breed dog. It's a mixed breed.
You're homophobic, bro.
Yeah, you're mad homophobic.
Let me be homophobic.
If the dog
then was
straight, would you have cared?
Absolutely. I was attacked
when
by a dog.
Bit you, did you get a boner? You did, didn't you?
Nah. You're uncomfortable with your sexuality.
So
you're a bit like gay.
Your jeans ripped.
Try to pull your cock out for the dog.
Yeah, absolutely. try to get a convenient angle. Fucking piece of shit, man. So
you're,
yeah, man.
You're a dog fucker. You fuck dogs.
That is crazy. I don't know how.
Try dags.
I
fucking dogs, love them.
Fucking piece of shit, man. Dog, man. So. That
what sound did you make when you got bit?
What the fuck?
Was it like?
Was it? So I pulled it, man. Yeah, I told the feds.
What did the feds say?
No, I was just online. They said this.
So, continue.
I didn't call them. I did an online form.
So moist.
No, I called 101, and then they were like, "Oh,
they're like, we don't have time for this."
Yeah, just
go bullshit. Online.
Go online.
I can't believe you actually did that.
Why not? Do you have to say like, where the incident was then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Bro, I'm just trying to think. How did they locate the dog?
But obviously, in truth, like they probably won't find the guy. Won't. Yeah, because they were like,
did they ask you your ethnicity.
Yeah, they asked me.
Yeah, they ain't solving that case.
You know, they even put on the form, you could be, I didn't know you could be black Asian. It's not that's like mixed.
A story, yeah.
Yeah, it's not mixed, because they had mixed there. It said black Asian. I said,
what's black Asian? Like Sri Lankan?
The fact they tried to work it out is crazy.
What?
Why is it that? Is it void now, bro? Why is it that? Where was Jamaica on your test? Yeah? I don't want to hear nothing.
I
said, what is Sri Lanka?
Because Tamil guys are darker than me.
I'm going to report you to the police.
Tamil guys are darker than me.
That's a hate crime.
No, because some Tamil guys. Shout out to my Tamils. Yeah,
my cousin's Tamil. Yeah,
as I'm saying,
but he's half.
Right,
that is too.
But he's
funny.
Saying so mix was on
that. Side
that's
is,
too.
Is
funny.
Jamaica?
Yeah,
that's so he, too.
That's
funny.
Where his blackness comes.
Yeah,
from. His Asian comes from Sri Lanka.
But he's saying mix was on the form as well. He's saying black Asian was his own thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what is black Asian? That's not your cousin. Your cousin's mixed.
Yeah, that's what we don't know. That's
so what is black Asian? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, black Asian.
See.
Like my uncle is like, I know it's not, it's
Cooley.
No, he's born in Germany, innit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the same. Like if you were born in Sri Lanka, but you ain't Sri Lankan.
Aha! You're yes.
Asian. Okay.
Yes.
Get me.
Yes. Okay. If you're born in like China, but you're black.
Yeah.
And haven't been killed because you've had too many kids.
Mm.
Yeah, that may be it. That has to be it. That's when it, that's I saw it. My head was spinning.
You worked it out.
Yeah, good.
You worked it out. Well done.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Black Asian.
Is there enough? I think there's enough of them for them to not just be other.
Man? Niggas get bit every day. B, you'll be all right, man. Give your man a thermometer. You know.
I don't trust these dogs though.
Yeah.
But
these dogs ain't loyal.
They ain't, man. Bit me. He's never done that before.
Has he ever seen a black person before?
I think it's the climate. I think it's political climate.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel the EDO dog. I want to do a bit about it.
Was the guy like? Was he like middle class or like what?
Because I can't tell the difference between the good whites and the bad whites anymore. It's his first time in my life.
No, I can tell the difference between the good
the whites. The dog owner was South Asian.
Oh.
I love the way everyone just also automatically assumed it was white. That probably goes. This reminds me.
That's injured Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
So the black Asians.
Yeah. Black Asians. this reminds me of Ali Woods' joke that he did that everyone got their knickers in a twist about.
Well, what's it?
Sorry. Niggers in a twist.
Knickers in a twist.
Oh. All right.
Niggers in.
Niggers in Paris. Niggers in a twist.
Niggers in a twist. No, so. Because he was basically doing a joke how he's saying like he's the older generation when they're telling the story, if someone's non-white, they point that out.
Oh yeah, the one online. That was, yeah. I can't see how people got, well, it wasn't that, it's people who were confused, they come to, I don't see what's wrong with this.
Yeah.
It's like, that was not wrong, but it's a very,
it's a funny observation to make. It's just an observation. So, because I didn't mention the ethnicity, you guys automatically assumed it was white, which is the point.
Only because of the type of dog you described.
Yeah, poodle, yeah.
If you think it's atypical of,
look, I'm just being honest. If you say poodle, I'm thinking gay man or
woman,
gay white man or like woman housewife-ish kind of vibe. If you say staff pitbull, I'm thinking us man. You get me? Or someone from the area.
Staff is someone. If you have a staff, you also have a line in your eyebrow. regardless of what ethnicity.
I mean, I had a staff outline in my eyebrows.
There you go.
Is that going on. Pets at home? Like, you just have to get one.
Yeah, you just.
You don't even know where it comes from. You just wake up.
And this is the start when you walk your staff because it's.
Yeah, yeah. It has no behaviour.
Because you ain't trained it. You can't. This dog is to make you look hard.
You can't train it.
No.
I've tried.
Right, just unruly.
Them kids. See? Look, them dogs are like kids with ADHD.
Things being staffs. Staffs are actually mad obedient. That's the issue. Is they're bad obedient and they mimic their owners.
Oh, okay. So
if you're a chilled out person and you decide to put time and train your staff will be fine. But what happens is it's usually people on the estate have got a staff because someone else has got a staff and they're just there just, look how mad my staff is. Look how mad he is. Look how mad he is.
There's something in staff that are mad, bro. Because like, I weren't mad around my dog. But to be fair, when we went to go get the dog, like, we pulled up. We didn't know which dog we were going to take in it. They were like, pull up.
There's puppies.
Yeah, pick one. Papers, everything, proper. But there's a pull up, pick one, right? They showed us the runt of the litter. Yeah. And my mum was like, we should get that one.
Well, what could you tell from the litter? The runt of the litter?
It's the one that it's the smallest, no one gives a fuck about. Yeah. It's the smallest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I say. It means
the runt,
yeah. Okay. Well, why was your mum attracted to...
Because it was docile.
Okay.
Right? And it was still small enough to be like... get that one and you can just tame that one. And then they were like, there's some other, and they were all running around and it was like, that one there is the bully. And I went, I want that one. And that was a mistake. I used to let this dog off the lead. This dog always wanted to be off the lead. As soon as we get to the park, let the dog off the lead.
Mad.
No, it didn't even run off. If I walked 10 paces, for those 10 paces, the dog just ran around my feet.
That's really so obedient.
No, it was fucking jarring.
Yeah, but he's doing whatever his own. He's like, I'm with you, bro.
Any other time, if it's not in the park, he's gone.
If it's not in the park,
yeah, it's only when we touch grass. Man said, I'm just gonna fucking lap you, bro. I'm just gonna lap you, bro.
Yeah, he's like,
say, what? So if you're just walking to the newsagents on the pavement, he's like running over.
He's gone.
Oh, okay.
Laters. Like, ping down the road and turn back and look at you. And as you get a bit closer, he's like, nah, and ping off.
That's staff. But was he mad obedient?
But then would he be attacking other people? What? No,
my dog was a... No, I'm not going to say it, actually. A pussy. You're going to say they're like their owners. I am a pussy. My dog was a pussy. I saw my dog late at night.
But there's no shame. There's no shame in your dog not being just a mad dog.
Yeah, yeah.
No, at certain times I'm like, yo, be a dog, innit? Like, I just walk him late at night.
Be a dog. I've not heard that before.
I'm more certain, yeah, this dog had identity issues, yeah? Because he would jump up on the sofa, even though there's not going to be on the sofa, on the arm of the chair. Mm. Like, too big for the arm of the chair, like he's a cat. And just sit there. You skunked, bro.
Did you have a cat?
No! I don't know where you went from. We're mimicking, the dog was fucking nuts. Yeah? We used to walk the dog late at night. This fox used to follow us every night.
Mm.
And I'd be just like, yo, chase it.
Sort him out.
Yeah? My dog would be like, huh? Where? I can't see it. Huh?
So if you had an intruder.
I'm like, letterbox, man, will bark. Come in, man. Use that.
No!
Right, pussy dogs.
No? Your dog is weakly. You're trying to jump in the bed with you.
The dog was nuts, bro. The dog, if you didn't move fast enough, if the dog took a shit, we'd turn around trying to eat it. I'd be like, yo!
Wow.
Dog was skunked, bro.
Is there any pet that your kids would want that you just like straight out no?
Yeah. Alani and that tried to get a cat like last year. I was like, fuck all that shit, man. Just because basically, like, I'd obviously new dad, yeah. Obviously, for a baby, then there's Alani that was like 8 years old, right? I'm like, I don't want another mouth to feed.
Oh, fair enough.
In the house.
I respect that.
I don't give a fuck about this cat.
I don't know how much they are to
feed. Well, no, so I said a flashback from. Remember this show, Footballers' Wives?
Yeah. Yonks ago, like about Cheshire and all that.
They were clarting in that program.
Yeah, Footballers' Wives. This story that I don't think of is so mad that I don't feel like it could have ever been on TV, but I think it happened. One of the footballers lost their baby, as in died, because their dog sat on the baby's head.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, I mean, that could happen, but this isn't the show to be delivering.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to explore that as a theme. Yeah, that's a bit mad.
You know what I mean, like,
that's why you know your show's going nowhere.
Yeah, like
your show's going.
You know, ain't the type of show. You know, ain't the type of show that has a little bit at the end of. If you've been affected by anything that's happened in the show today, please call. It ain't that show that's doing that.
I want to know how many babies have died from dogs hitting on them.
Yeah,
like 5 calls.
That's wild.
Sitting on them, not biting them.
No. Not mauling them, just sitting on them. Yes, that's incredulous.
Yeah.
Animals, any like snakes, I don't know if you can even.
I hate snakes.
But I don't know if you can keep snakes as a pet.
Yeah, snakes. My uncle lost a snake in the house.
What do you mean lost a snake?
Well, my uncle had this long like snake.
How long though?
Like, pretty long in my cock.
Yeah!
So pretty long.
Yeah! Big dicks! Yeah. Go, sorry, carry on.
Say it, Mike. How about your homophobic?
Well, you can have a big dick. I don't give a
damn. No. Say yeah, big dick.
Say yeah.
Yeah.
Big dicks.
Big dicks.
That's gay, man. Anyway, continue.
You were just joking. Anyway, he had the snake. Pretty big snake. And took it out of the box one day, the one thing, whatever. And dropped it, slivered off, never found it again.
To this day. That guy's missing since he got knocked out.
How big is this snake though? That's...
I don't know.
Can you see those weird like...
Maybe like this big?
You see these weird social media things? You see like where someone's like python left. Yeah. It's like all on the roof of like some terrace houses. Yeah.
You see the one that fell through the ceiling?
Jesus. Oh yeah, it felt like it was in the floorboard.
Because I'm not scared of snakes.
No, it was in the ceiling.
Yeah, see, I'm not scared of snakes, right?
I am.
Well, so the snake dropped in this room right now.
This is what I'm trying to say. I don't have a fear or phobia of snakes. I think that's a legitimate thing to be scared of, though.
I'm not scared of tigers,
but if tiger was to walk into here, yes, I'm now that is a threat.
No, but then what circumstance would you be if I go to a gate, for example,
so my mom,
are you scared of silverback gorillas?
See, not day to day, no, but if I was to fall,
well, what
but when one came up and landed, Kevin Hart, one came up and smacked the window hard as shit. Are you
then are you just firming it? No, I'm like, ah, oh, shit. What was
it? Firming. I'm going to firm it.
Like, my. Like,
are you going to be like, are you going to look at it like?
Alright, put it like this.
What, new?
So my mum's scared of snakes in a sense. So if a snake comes on the TV, she looks away. When we went to the zoo, we were in a fucking auditorium. And she wouldn't go into the auditorium because there was a snake at the front on the table.
If we was in a country
and you told her, like we didn't tell her, we went to Tunisia, that there's snakes in Tunisia. We didn't tell her that.
Oh, wow, she'll freak out.
She was just freaking out, why am I going there? Even though she's from Jamaica, she refuses to believe there is snakes in Jamaica because she didn't see any when she grew up. So she's like, no, but there isn't. So I would have seen them.
Dalton Thomas, I like it.
And her fear is all fundamental Christian.
Like it's the spirit and all that stuff, so the devil's creature.
I believe that because they have no compassion, they look angry all the time.
But in the Bible it doesn't say it's a snake. In the Bible it's not actually described as a snake, it's described as a
serpent.
I think it's serpent, yeah.
Serpent does something.
Big dick!
Does sort of ring a bell?
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about that though. I'm not talking about that Bible though. But I'm saying.
So
I think they are made by. Forget the Bible and all.
Do you think they're just evil? They're just fucking evil.
They don't have nothing in them that loves.
Yeah, it's true. No,
they
it's true.
Look
There's,
angry.
No, it's true.
Yeah. Why have you got no legs and arms?
Yeah, they're weird.
And when they swallow people whole,
they're a weird creature. They are a weird creature.
Other animals.
Yeah, they're a weird creature.
When they consume,
that's not a way to eat.
Yeah,
like a gazelle or something, they'll just swallow it. I'm like, what the fuck?
And why are bear of you mad poisonous?
Yeah, venomous.
Whatever.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Like, I can understand. All right, man's got no arms, no legs. Yeah. I'm gonna suffocate you. I'm gonna
squeeze.
That's
the two. Yeah,
I can get that.
Yeah.
Why have you spitting venom?
Those fags.
The jury missed.
Have you ever seen when they milk and how much comes out? And they say, one drop can kill like 10 men.
Yeah.
Or like 50 drops came out. What are you killing?
There's overkill. Because they want to kill things like cows.
Yeah, but a king cobra.
What do they eat? What's their diet?
Everything!
Whatever, bruv.
Oh, wow. They'll
eat a monkey, they'll eat anything.
A king cobra?
Yeah.
is a cannibal. If it rolls up on another snake, black fam, your day's done today, cuz.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Snake for snake.
Even other king... If a king cobra the king cobra female doesn't know whether he's trying to claw or eat.
Both types of snakes are nuts. The venomous ones and the constrictors. I don't know which one's worse.
The venomous ones?
Venomous, they're bad, but a constrictor will literally just be like... I'm here. And then before you know it, it's like, I'm around you, bruv. I'm around you.
Yeah,
and then
it just starts.
Have you seen like a trained snake catcher, like get a snake, like get one of those constrictors?
And it wraps their arm.
And it's like, there has to be about four of them, because you see, the guy's got him, but as he thinks got him, that tail is like...
Oh, coming to...
Coming around. I'm just like, these guys are just...
Well, what are they going to catch the snakes for? To put them in the
zoo? Because the snake might be like, it's now left its area and it's now coming towards like a resort.
It might be in someone's yard.
Yeah, so in these countries,
and they called them up, being like,
"That's how they're
RSPCA kind of thing." Like, yeah, brother, we have a python in the house.
Yeah, they can't have people like us going, "Fucking hell, there's a snake!" Because I was like, we need people to actually get rid of the snake.
That was actually like just seeing like, imagine a snake drops and the man them are chilling, the snake, and you see all of them pissing themselves.
Bro, on my life,
true. That's what you need, because they're not scared of nothing, is it? Yeah. You see, it's like, "Oh, fam!"
I'm not a road man.
Yeah,
I'm limited. If a snake dropped in here right now, yeah. With all my family were in here and a snake dropped, I'm climbing over people to get out.
Because I will hurt my kids saving them. I won't be grabbing them any that. It'll just be like that.
I don't know you.
Drag. They might get whiplash. They might break a neck. But I'm just
wow. They're
getting grabbed and we're just running. So I might even use Xavi to open the door. He might get smashed into the door in my panic. Just that shit, just knocking things over.
I would get to the door and be like, oh shit, and turn back.
What animal?
Nah,
would
you
like a phone. I'd be
right,
like,
all right, no, right. You turn back, but now because where you've ran, it's you, snake. Cause
for fuck's sake.
Then I'm gonna football punt. How's the snake acting?
Right, let's decide which snake here. Is it a venomous one that's doing the whole
fuck?
He's doing this one.
Yeah.
So in a weird way at this stage, because I was actually safe because the snake's just thinking about you.
Yeah, I've got to get the snake to chase me.
Yeah.
I've got to open the door and be like, and get the snake to chase me.
Oh, dude, because they move quick, you know.
They move quick. When they do.
And as soon as you take your eyes off them, they're on you, bro.
Their mouth's open too wide.
Are their teeth quite sharp?
Yeah, they've got fangs. Fangs. It's the fangs.
And they go backwards. So if it would never happen like this, but say it went warm and swallowed your hand, yeah?
Yeah.
You'd have to push your hand in.
To get it back out. The fangs are hooked like that.
The fangs go backwards. So if you went like this.
So now, it's locked on. And
what kind of snake?
And in that time, you're thinking about that is entered your bloodstream.
Oh, the venom
is now countdown.
Have you seen the thing on
the constrictors?
They just want to squeeze you.
I can't remember. It's like the tonnage of pressure they
basically what a constrictor will do. This is how smart they are. Yeah, is that they'll wrap around you and you'll be like, "Fuck it, that's pretty tight." And then you'll go like this, and it'll go, "All right, thanks for more space." And you go, "Oh shit!" And then you take another breath in, and you'll go, "All right, thanks for more space." And you keep breathing in because you have to breathe.
Yeah, and you'll keep going,
boom, 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 round you. So
it doesn't crush you.
It doesn't crush you. It just
it's just snuggling with you.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So it's just patient.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know how I know that? Because when I was playing rugby, they were like, "When you've got someone."
Yeah.
In rugby league, because you stand up with them for quite a while, they were like, "Just keep squeezing," because they're going to keep breathing, and all the way down to the ground, just keep squeezing. And like sometimes you would hear people be like, you'd squeeze it, you'd give them a squeeze, you'd hear them go, and you'd feel their rib cage, and you'd squeeze more. And then, because then they'll be like, they're not thinking about shrugging you off.
Yeah.
They're in survival mode.
They're like, I need to get this guy off me. Yeah. Fuck me, yeah. Now, snake. What's one animal that you genuinely think you would leave your child? Like, you're so scared of them that you think you would actually just leave everything and go. Like, you wouldn't even the same.
You know what would be really difficult? Like a really difficult one, like a shark.
Wow.
Because like to move through the water, they're like designed for that.
Mm.
Like you'd have to pick him up.
Yeah, that's why I'm not in the water. That's why I'm not in the water.
You don't get in the water?
No, not in the sea and stuff, no.
Swimming pools are safe. So man-made, man-made water.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I'm not in the sea.
You know Cherie won't get in a swimming pool.
I've got no need to be in the sea. Why?
She's really scared of sharks. And she'll think there's a shark in the
swimming pool. What, like a leisure centre? You're talking like...
Like if she's in the big pool, waterfront. She'll think like...
No, she watched Jaws too young, innit?
No, she went to Mexico. Jaws.
Yeah,
and there was like, a shark came in the pool.
Oh,
no, on the beach.
Yeah, how old was she though?
Teenager.
No, she's got to reconcile that.
Yeah, she needs to reconcile her demons.
Yeah, like you got.
Like,
look at,
she's just scared, like your mum.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's just she's actually got fear.
Yeah, we went to the aquarium for Kasai's first birthday. She didn't fuck about when we got there. To the shark bit, she was like, I'm.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah, so that's the definition of a phobia, isn't it?
It's the
irrational fear.
Yeah, my wife's irrational fears.
Yeah, what's hers?
Like pavement cracks.
Pardon?
Pavement cracks.
I get it to an extent. If I see them, I'll try and avoid them.
As in, it's going to cave in and she's going to fall into...
She thinks the floor's dirty in general, so she doesn't like walking.
Yeah.
So she thinks the floor's dirty. But then I remember time, we were... This was when we were years ago.
Singapore, though.
And then we're walking.
No, chewing gum.
She couldn't see whether she was walking on the pavement cracks or not because it wasn't well lit. And then she like had a panic attack.
Well, what does she think's going to happen? It's irrational.
I avoid them because I'm like, oh, that's bad luck.
Well, I don't know if it's a combination of she thinks it's dirty and she doesn't know what's stepping on. But and I remember at the moment, this years ago, she probably killed me for saying this publicly.
Don't worry, I'm going to say Naomi's fear.
But she fully like had a panic attack. And I was like, selfish, I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know if I can deal with this.
No, because when you're not panicked like the other person, you're just like, I don't know what's
happening. Yeah, you're totally like, because I look and felt like a dick, but I was like,
because I've seen like a snake coming in this room here, everyone's going mad. We're all on the same page. Everyone's going, but when if it's like, I don't know, yeah, and what, someone's losing their shit. You're just like,
but I still don't get it. What has the crack got to do with the hygiene of the
floor? Yeah.
No, I don't think it's related directly. I don't think she's thinking the crack means something's dirty. Yeah. She doesn't like walking anyway on the pavement. She has to be well lit for her. So if me and her walking, there's like
paper. Did she trade in dog shit or something once? So that's
I don't think it's that. She's like
the floor. So it's not the crack, it's the pavement. She don't like pavement.
She don't like pavement, but then I remember that time, it was because the floor was...
She doesn't have a fear of pavement. She has a dislike of pavements.
But a fear
of cracks.
But I still don't know why.
She had an actual panic attack that day. I remember it vividly. I remember I could go to that exact street where we were, and she just... And I just remember I was...
How many years were you into the...
She's
in the trial period.
I didn't know this, you're capable of this. Like, you never mentioned this. I was like, what's... So every time we walk, you're just going to do this. And yeah, I probably was a bit dickish about it, but I think I was taken aback by it.
Of course.
But can I just... Sorry.
I know it doesn't make sense.
The cracks.
It was a crack. She was like, I'm stepping on the crack. And then like, that was it. Gone.
But like David has said, does she think like the floor's gonna fall quickly?
No, I don't think she thinks the floor's gonna fall.
Do you think something's gonna come out of the crack?
Pause. Not necessarily. Yeah.
I don't know what is. Can't just be the crack
I'm
itself.
I'm gonna ask her.
But drop her a message now. Call her now.
No, she was sleeping.
Drop her a message there. Don't call her. Drop her a message. I'll she might ask.
Message and
she might. We might get an answer for the end of the part.
Yeah. We'll do it like that. But that's one thing I know. She needs to see the floor. She needs to physically see the floors clean before walking. So she'd rather walk on the road, which is probably more well lit, than on the pavement where
it so she sense. Can't walk. Can you walk through like woods and forests and stuff?
You got jokes, fam.
So no nature walk for her.
No nature. The thing is with her, she wants plants in the house. She wants to be a plant mummy. But I have to be moving them because if there's a worm there, game over. G.O. She doesn't like bugs and stuff like that. The amount of times...
So her future is destined for like just super clean, like Dubai. Super clean mall.
Yeah, she doesn't like do nature like that. She really doesn't.
You got a garden, right?
Well, no, it's paved now.
No cracks.
Well, there's a few cracks. It's lit. But it's very well lit.
So you don't have grass in it?
Paved, bruv. Hey, there was grass when we bought the property, but when we done it up... Before I knew it, we came to visit. I said, what's all this? I saw pavement. All paid. We're going to play.
You mean nice play there for the kids.
No chance.
Solid concrete.
Solid concrete. You don't play.
Like, dear.
Actual wildlife.
Mad. Naomi's fear is spiders. That's our one.
I'm not these scared of spiders.
Spiders and sharks.
Does it matter about the size? Any just creepy crawlers?
So because she lived on her own for a bit, she had to learn to deal with like smaller spiders. Up until then, it was her mum who dealt with the spiders for her. So then she moved out. And then she said there's been times where it's like, right, the spiders got the living room. I'm closing the door. I'm in my bedroom now.
Wow, there are D's like that as well.
Yeah, it's like that's the spider's got the living room. I'm in my room.
There's been times we've been on the pod, she's calling me, and she's calling me because there's an insect in the corridor and she wants you to come clear it. I've been at work in A&E and I'm receiving calls, being like, it's like 11 o'clock. She's like, come home. I'm like, why? There's a spider. I'm like, I'm here till 5. No, come home. You've got to come home. I'm like,
but.
Yeah,
what makes it off is like, say if we're in the house together, so she'll be like, Darren, come, Darren, come. And I was like, this woman calls me for so many things. What is this? I was like, what? And she's like, I was like, what? So I'm trying to not make a scene for the kids, but I was like, what? I was like, oh, that. So yeah, like you get it. Could you get it? And then like the spider like just scurry under stuff. He goes, oh, fuck's sake. I wouldn't do it because I've seen her like fully just like lose it when she sees the spider. So I don't fuck with her, but I'm just not that scared. And then the irony is like sometimes I'll get a spider, I'm like, okay, there it is. I'll go and get some tissue and then she's like, why are you moving like you're scared of it? I was like, wait, I'll just leave it then. And she's like, no, sorry. Just do what you're doing.
You get that too. Oh my goodness. I'll be dead. You're such a girl, man. I'm like, you're screaming your head off, but I'm the girl for killing it. Why don't you kill it one time? Be a man about it.
Yeah. I was like, what do you want me to do? Because if I smash it against this white wall, you're like, why have you smashed it against the wall?
Oh,
I was like,
preach.
I am trying to take it out. So you don't get scared. It doesn't get smashed into pieces.
I went through a phase when Cherie was pregnant of being like, we're not killing no more spiders. We're not killing no more spiders because like I get in my own head about stuff. Like before I flew to New York,
yeah.
I was trying my best not to do anything like sinful.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm about to go on a plane.
Oh, you think karma's going to come for you?
So obviously we'd gone through what we'd gone through the other pregnancies and life is precious. We're not killing no more spiders.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Once he's here, he get back to splat.
I thought because he was scared he's going to get on the plane, his pilot was a spider or something.